when the brothers first return to, first get to Mitzrayim for the first time, I should say, the Torah describes the first meeting of Yosef, Ayakar Yosef Esachov Vehein Lohi Kiru, that Yosef recognized his brothers, whereas the brothers did not recognize Yosef. So the Ramban here addresses the question as to how is it possible that Yosef was able to recognize them and they weren't able to recognize him. And he starts with the Gemara, which Rashi makes famous. Rashi says that when they last sold him some 20-odd years beforehand, they already were older boys, men, they had beards, whereas Yosef, who was only 17 at the time, did not have a beard. So when they show up 20 years later, Yosef is now with a full-grown beard, they didn't recognize him, he had changed significantly, whereas they, who had been older at the beginning, so their beard turned gray, but they still recognized because it was the same face, the same type of appearance. That's what the Gemara in Yevamah says. Ramban asks on the Gemara, he says, I don't understand. Yisachar and Zvulun were only a year or so older than Yosef. So maybe some of the older children, Reuven and Shimon, you can say such a thing. But the Gemara says that because of the beard issue, Yosef was able to recognize them, whereas they couldn't recognize him. Maybe he wasn't so much younger than some of the brothers. The younger ones of the brother were a year or two older than him. So the Ramban gives two answers here, which are simple answers but fascinating insights into the human condition. Says the Ramban, number one, Aval kevan shehikir es hagidolim, hikir es kulam. Number one, it's certainly true. The younger of the brothers, Yosef, wouldn't have recognized any more than they couldn't recognize him. But they were in a larger group. They were in a context. In the context of nine brothers who show up in Mitzrayim, nine brothers who come, and he recognizes the older four or five of them. So in that context, then when you see a younger brother, you say, oh yeah, sure, I know you. You're my brother that I can recognize. I would never have recognized you by yourself on the street. If he just would have crossed paths, I might not have recognized you. But in this context, in a group of nine brothers, the older ones who I clearly recognize, then you can recognize all of them. That's Ramban's answer number one. Then he says, Ve'od midaito sheyavo sham. Yosef was expecting them. Not only did he have the context, but he had the preparation. Yosef is looking out. He has these dreams. He's waiting to be fulfilled. He knows he's had the dream. The brothers are going to be bowing down to them. He sees he's the second in command. That didn't just happen. It's in order that the brothers should come to buy food in the famine, and they will all bow down before him. He's waiting for the day that his brothers will show up. So in his eyes, as he's waiting for them, he's looking for them, he'll find them. The brothers, says the Ramban, Shelo nasnu libam shiyeh ha'eved asher machru liyishmaelim hu hashalit al ha'aretz. For the brothers, the servant that they sold into slavery, this was the last place in the world they would have thought to have found him. So with no context, and totally unprepared mentally to find him there, they didn't recognize him at all. Yeah, he changed with a beard and they didn't change as much. But they have no context. They weren't expecting it. They totally didn't see him. Whereas Yosef, who had the context of the older brothers, plus the preparation, which he's looking for them, was able to recognize them easily. I remember recently I said over a story. Last year I was in Eretz Yisrael. On the way back, I was in the airport, and we had a couple of guys for a minyan. We're looking for a tent in the minyan. There's a little place there in Eretz Yisrael in Ben Gurion to daven. So I was in the hallway as the people would come down, trying to gather a minyan in. So I saw a guy coming down. It looked like a person who'd be interested in a mincha. So I asked him, I said, "Rudavni mincha in the shul." And he looks me in the eye and he says, "Are you not going to say hello to your cousin?" And I was literally staring in the face of a cousin of mine. But who would think, in the middle of Ben Gurion, I didn't know he was in Eretz Yisrael. I thought it was in New York. And I didn't recognize him. I asked him if he wanted to daven mincha, right? A friend, he's a cousin. And then he recognized, I totally didn't recognize. That's what happens. If you don't have the context and you don't have the mental preparation, then it happens. And this is true in all of life, looking for things within a marriage and a spouse, looking to appreciate within children, within looking for inspiration in life. If you're walking around and you're not looking for things and you have no context, very important things will go right by you. But if you have the context and you're looking for them, you'll be able to pick up on many, many more things which occur to us in life. As the Ramban says, Yosef was able to recognize with the context and with his intent, he saw, whereas the brothers lacked those two things, they could not find them.